This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If there's something I want, I'll grow my own. Yeah, all I need.
That's the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen. As we welcome in the new year on the program, we have a lot of new ideas. We have some things that, as this program becomes more consistent, aiming to help you make your farm and your farm life better. I always start the program with 5 or 6 minutes worth of news from the farm. Here's the story from Raleigh, North Carolina, where a bee farmer has got a lifeline from the community because a bear came into his facility and destroyed all of the bees and all the honey. Troy Olson is the farmer's name. He was on the brink of closing down Heaven Sent Honey after the bear came in and basically destroyed his whole place. But supporters convinced him to stay. They launched a GoFundMe page. And this fellow, Mr. Olson, Troy Olson, got a text from another farmer who was using his bees to pollinate crops. Man told Olson that a young bear had torn apart 38 of his beehives, leaving a trail of destruction. And so they kind of put their heads together because both of them pretty much lost the entire harvest. This loss, you know, you think about how you can confront the future. And maybe this, as we begin a new year, you think about how farmers help other farmers. The bear did thousands of dollars worth of damage, as did the circumstance with the other farmer. But the other farmer said, look, this is how I came back. And so Olson took a page from his success book. They launched the fundraiser. They asked for $15,000. And so far, they've raised $86,000. So there's some good news. Farmers helping other farmers. Now that's important. And in this circumstance, the next couple of things are a focus on fire and what happens this time of year when it gets really cold. There are things you're trying to keep the farm, the barns from freezing. You use different methods, and some of them are not very safe. Here's a fire that damaged an animal rescue farm, a bovine sanctuary in Springville, Iowa, and Linn County. The recovery there is just beginning now because it was just the Friday night before Christmas. The director of this farm was sleeping. Electrical issues sparked the fire. They evacuated the animals, most of them with, these were animals that had special needs that needed homes. They got them out. And so the good news is, again, a GoFundMe page started. I bring these to your attention because there are a lot of fires that happen on farms at this time of year. Some of them caused by electricity. Some of them caused by hay not being properly cured. We still have those problems on a lot of farms. And then we have things that where barns are being improperly heated. The Muller family in Strawn, Illinois. Like 97% of dairy farms all across our country, generations have been on the farm, generations have worked the farm. It's a fabulous tradition. You know how I am on this program, trying to keep every dairy farmer in business. All the memories of this particular farm went up in smoke. On the day before Christmas, the dairy barn up in flames, and so the barn was pretty much like, hello, gonzo, an enormous loss. The fire, as often happens in barns like this, it started and spread quickly. It was very windy in Illinois that day. There were 20 fire engines that came from neighboring farms to try to help out. The weather was horrible. It was freezing cold. A lot of the people in the community came down to try to help out because this is a dairy community. John and Mary Mueller, the families, there's two families, two brothers, and they run the farm, the milking parlor, the cattle sheds, equipment, buildings, everything was destroyed, and most of the 140 cow dairy herd was killed also. My God. The wind chill was 30 below. The family and the community did their best to put the fire out, but they just couldn't. Cows couldn't get out of the barn. They kept running toward the heat. What a sad reality. Apparently an electrical fire was started in the milk barn itself. They have, and by the way, this was a new barn, a freestyle barn that was built a couple of years ago. So the old barn, the new barns, they were all lost, and only 15 cows were saved. So there's a GoFundMe, a fundraiser has been put together on GoFundMe. Muller Dairy Farm Fire, M-U-E-L-L-E-R, Muller Dairy Farm Fire on GoFundMe to help them out. Farmers helping farmers. Please do what you can to help them out. Researchers at Yale say they've been able to restore blood circulation and other cellular functions in pigs a full hour after they died, suggesting that cells don't die as quickly as some scientists had assumed. This is good information for dairy people, for those who are raising animals, for human beings. This, with some more research, the cutting-edge technique could someday help preserve human organs for longer so that people could be revived or they could get transplants. The researchers used a system they developed called Organ X, which enables oxygen to be recirculated through the dead pig's body, preserving cells and some of the organs. They use the pigs. This is what I object to. They use the pigs as for the experiment, and they kill the pig and then they revive it. I don't know. I'm amazed some of the animal rights people haven't taken these people on. Organ X is what the system is called, and the work is being done by two professors of neuroscience and a professor of comparative medicine and a geneticist at Yale University. So what's going to happen in the future to the heart, the liver, the kidneys of these animals and to us? Still an extremely early stage in the experiments, but it looks like something good is going to come out of it. So it doesn't help you on your farm. It just makes you aware of what is being done in the name of science by some of these practitioners. Doug Steffen with the American Family Farmer are going to introduce you to a concept that you may not have thought about that might work on your farm or somebody's farm that you know. It's not a stab in the dark. It'll be actually, I think I'm involved in this particular, this is an effort called an agrohood. If you've not ever heard about it, stay tuned because we're going to talk about agrohoods in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with some information, some advice, if you will, for those of you who had a business that stayed open during COVID. You ought to go to COVIDpayment.com and see what the federal government has set aside for you. This comes from the CARES Act, and it's basically aimed at those who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. If you had a COVID struggle, and most of us did, right? You're running a small business, mid-sized business. This is what you should check out. Not a loan. This is something you don't have to pay back. It's money available to help your business succeed. If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, you could qualify for up to $26,000 per employee by going and checking it out at COVIDpayment.com. Answer a couple of questions when you go to the website. Then the accounting folks will go to work and do the rest for you. Imagine, 26 grand per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. They know all the ins and outs of this. They'll do all the work for you. You could even qualify for the fast cash option. Get your hands on this money. Get it in 45 days. Make sure that if you have a business that stayed open during 2020 and 2021, you go to COVIDpayment.com and help you out. Help your employees out. Help everything in the circumstance of your working environment. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
What will Staples think of next?
right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list. Starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory. Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list. Starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Back on the American Family Farmer Program, Doug Steffen here with an admission. I have gotten myself involved this past year in something that if you'd have said to me at the beginning of the year or last year or 10 years ago that you were going to do this, I would have said, you're crazy. But yet all the pieces fit together. And so I'm here with a partner in a new venture that I'm involved in called an AgriHood. My partner is Greg Cohen. He is a developer, someone who fits into the design, and we'll explain all of that as we go through the next half hour or so of maybe helping you come up with an idea. If you're having trouble on your farm, this might be a way of you enhancing the value of your farm. It isn't something necessarily that you do with a whole farm. It's a concept. You actually did the research on this. You and I got together about, when was it? Has it been 2 years? I think we met each other almost 2 years ago.
It has, yeah. It's been about 2 years now.
Yeah. You came to me because you wanted to develop my farm, and I said, nothing doing. Well, actually, there was a part of the conversation because I'd been given a license to grow cannabis on my farm, and you had that in your background out in California, and you thought, okay, well, let me see if I can, what can we do here with that? And we've been stymied because of neighbors and financing and stuff. By the way, I just read a report that has nothing to do with what we're talking about here. The value of cannabis in Massachusetts has gone to its lowest level since it became legal.
Yeah, but that's happening across the country, and that was one of the main reasons why when I looked at your farm and your piece of land and the licensing that you got there, I tried to steer you away from growing cannabis on it because I felt like there was a market crash coming. So it's unfortunate what's happening in the cannabis industry right now, and I hope someday we can get a chance to talk on this show about the small farmers who are in cannabis cultivation and they've put their life into this and what they're going through right now.
Yeah, it is something. You've had an operation up in Northern California. We're heard in Humboldt County and Eureka, that area where there is a farm that you kind of created around a winery, right? A cannabis grow?
Correct. So we bought in Mendocino County the old Fetzer family winery and reassembled the two or three parcels back together to form about 260 acres and about 200,000 square feet of licensed cannabis manufacturing, processing, packaging space. And then separately from there, another, we did 12 acres of outdoor cannabis cultivation last year. But this year we went fallow due to the market crash.
Yeah, the market's low. All right. Well, that's one kind of farming that we're not going to talk about. We're going to talk about another kind of farming, growing houses on your farm. Up next here on the American Family Farmer.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Greg Cohen on the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen. Greg and I are two of three partners involved in a cannabis grow because we had that on our mind, but no, we're growing houses. I said that sort of facetiously, but yet it is what we're doing around a farm. The ideas seem to fit. I will give you a little more background into Greg and what he alluded to a few minutes ago in terms of us getting together. He did want to talk to me about developing my farm, and I don't want to do that, but there was a farm down the street that had gone sour, if you will. The owner of it was a developer, interestingly enough, and had kept it as a farm for the past 40 years. It happened that he and I, the farmer and me, bought some of the land that he bought at auction. I'll make this a short story, but I built a house for myself and lived there for almost 40 years before I moved into the house that's just basically around the corner. We all joke about me. Greg is, he's gotten to know me, kind of gets a kick out of me being the longest living member of our society in the northwestern part of town. But I've lived here all my life. I feel comfortable here. All my farming values, I've been around cows all my life, and it's because of my exposure on the farm that Greg and I and another gentleman now own and are developing into this agrihood. You want to explain the concept of agrihood, what the term means and how it's being used?
I mean, it's a combination of agriculture and neighborhood. And, you know, everyone that's kind of jumping into this kind of new exciting category is kind of coming out of the post-COVID realization that there's a lot more time we need to be spending outdoors with our hands in the dirt and allowing some rewards coming from the earth. So, you know, we go back, everything kind of goes back to cannabis a little bit, but, you know, with cannabis farming, like, it really started with regular gardeners and regular farmers growing produce and living off the land on their small family farms. And cannabis became a supplemental crop, just like strawberries or apples or squash, whatever they were growing. So the concept of, you know, owning and running a farm, you know how hard it is. You know how much work you do. I mean, you never stop going. And it's the same thing for all husband and wife couple. And so the idea is that we can actually build and grow an active farm and have support from other neighbors and make it optional for them. Like, if you don't want to participate in the farming activities, you don't have to. But we have other like-minded people congregated in the same spot around the same community concept and all, you know, sharing in the bounty, basically.
You know, we've been talking about what we want to have on the farm. I'm sort of leading the charge for animals. We're going to have horses. The idea, to expound on a little bit from what Greg was saying, we have like 63 units in this development. We're only using 17% of the land for the homes. They're being built sort of in little clusters, but the preponderance of the land is going to be open pasture, gardens. We're going to hopefully use, there's a farm next door to where I live here is an organic farm, been in business for decades, and the people who run it, we would like to have them run our farm, not the farm itself, but the garden that will create and produce vegetables for people who live in the development to go pick and enjoy. Let's say you get up of a morning and you want to have eggs and veggies and omelet or something. So you go, you can find the dairy on the farm, you can find eggs on the farm, you can find the veggies, just go pick your stuff and go make yourself breakfast. That's part of the concept here. And the farming aspect of it, how we do the veggies is one thing, how we do the animals is another thing. And I think that all plays into it. We're creating this as we go along, but as Greg will happily tell you, I have very strong ideas about what to do and how to do it, and he's a great developer, so hopefully we'll put this together, and it'll be, so far the interest has been fabulous in what we're trying to create here. So we're telling you the story about AgriHoods on this week's edition of The American Family Farmer.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Southwest Airlines was responsible for the majority of flight cancellations and delays in the USA for the third straight day on Wednesday, signaling that the airline's holiday season troubles continue. Southwest accounted for most of the 2,400 canceled flights on Wednesday. The Department of Transportation said it will review Southwest's actions that contributed to a rough holiday travel weekend. As major crime in American cities continues to put some citizens in harm's way, former 911 dispatcher in Chicago, Keith Thornton on Fox News, says we keep electing the wrong people to solve the problem.
No one is safe at this time in terms of big cities because we have a bunch of individuals who are running our cities and our departments, and they just don't care. Mayor Lori Lightfoot here in the city of Chicago, she doesn't care, and that's why I stepped down from being a dispatcher here.
We do have three college football games being played today. Lance Pry, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome to the farm. You can roll your windows down.
Back on the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen. I am an American Family Farmer. You can check out my farm. I give people this address every week to check out. It's eastleyfarm.com, so you can kind of see what's going on. E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. You'd gotten a kick out of this, Greg, if you'd have been around. I went down to Plymouth Plantation yesterday and brought back a Devon heifer. Who's about 6 years old. They were going to send her to the slaughterhouse today. And I thought, well, here's an interesting cow, interesting in that I have on my farm a bovine sanctuary. And in my mind, many of those cows, because I raise Jersey replacement heifers as well on the farm, but the bovine sanctuary, in part, I envision being on this agrihood so that people can get used to the cows. They can get friendly with the cows because the cows I raise are all like dogs. I treat them as pets. So they're used to people, they're friendly, they're fun, and so I envision them as being some of the residents of this agrihood so people can watch the cows, be friendly. There's a peaceful, easy feeling that comes with being on the farm. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but there's also something about being around agriculture that is, and I use the term in different ways often, sustainable. It helps me, anyway, to sustain not only my lifestyle, but my head stays in the right place because I have the farm to ground me. And we hope to to convince people that this will be what they experience. Why don't you talk about coming up with this idea, doing the research on other, there's no other agri-hood in Massachusetts. I think there's one other one in New England, up in Vermont. Some have been tried in New York. This takes a special, this is not something you can do on just any piece of land, right?
Correct. No, this is, it's the way this whole thing has come together for us organically has just been like magic. And I don't think it happens that easily. Nothing's easy, but like this has fit in so well. Really, I wanted my own farm, but didn't have the money or the time to really buy the farm that I wanted and wanted to create that for other people. So I started looking.
You needed to meet me, not to interject you, but you needed to meet, and you want to have something, but you don't know how to do it. So you need to have people around you that know how to do things. And that, frankly, I can tell the other side of the story here. When Greg came to me and I thought about this, I had in mind who was going to finance it. So we all three sort of came together. And if I do say so, there's a certain magic. There's a thing about, my friend Uri Geller calls it synchronicity. It's the right people being in the right place at the right time. You can't force stuff to happen. It's going to happen organically or it's not going to happen. And so Greg and I meeting was not an accident. The fact that I have a very close family friend who was interested in trying something like this and who trusted me to put him together with Greg and to kind of say, okay, well, we'll take a shot at this, because he's a farm kid himself, and he got it when he looked at it. He got what we were trying to do. So anyway, but you're a very successful. Go ahead, yeah.
Everybody that hears our story is excited about it or wants to be a part of it, wants to live there. There's been no negative reaction. Usually when, as a developer, you're like, oh, I'm going to go build this, and someone comes out and says, oh, that's a horrible idea. Why do you need to do that? But this just kind of makes sense.
Yeah. There's one neighbor that we've got a little itch with, but other than that, this is something that's been very well received. Would I had rather this farm stay a farm? Yeah. But it was too far down the street, and it was going to be developed, and I just decided, as I drove by, actually, you know this story. I drove by one night, one late afternoon, and I'm looking at where the houses are going to be, and I'm thinking, I don't want to look at that. And
right.
So, you kind of keep, you're pushing, you come up with something that I think is, as you've said, going to be something. I'm not blowing smoke in each of our ears. It's just you being a very successful high-end developer. This wants to be a high-end development. This is a 55-plus the units will have at least one person living in them, 55. It'll be, if we get all of the things done the right way, something that every, it could be children there. It could be, it's going to be an interesting and broad spectrum of a community. Would you say that was fair and accurate?
I would, definitely. I think that there's a lot of opportunity for people to come and learn new skills and get really excited about this. And you're going to have people that are already gardening and farming in their backyard and people that have never put their hands in the soil. I think most of the people are going to be geared towards outdoors and active, but we're here to also show new things. Everyone wants to learn new things, especially as we get older, right? We just want new hobbies, new skills, new...
Right.
Things to take up our time even. So, and these are things that we're doing that are actually productive and producing, and it makes it almost like your time is more efficient when you're doing things, growing things and fixing things as well.
More
so
and
that's
more
what I love about farm life.
Yeah, more and more people want to experience this. I'm just fortunate enough to have had it in my life my entire life. There are people that are your age that want to have a different approach to life. They've done the running around and still can do what they've done well, but they, there's something else. They want something else in their lives. Children are grown up. You have time. And so this is an effective way of giving people who think they want to be closer to the land. Frankly, there'll be people that will live there that won't have a clue. They may have a horse. They may want to desire, gardening and stuff. So what we're going to do, and this is the thing, this is a very attractive thing for some people. So you got a horse, we have stalls. You want to rent the stall? You want to take care of them? Great. You don't want to take care of them? We'll take care of them, because part of the operation is sort of a concierge treatment of anything and everything. You want to have your own veggies? You want to grow your own garden? We'll build a garden for you at your house. You don't want to? We've got a big community garden. You want to have chickens in your house? You can have 6 chickens. We'll fix a pen for you. You don't want to do that? You can go to the community chicken coop. That sort of thing. And plus the whole atmosphere. I have our first community meeting. I got up and I said, "We're not cutting any trees down." And Greg sort of says under his breath, "Well, we may have to cut a few trees down, but we're."
They might be in the way, but then again, we found a tree we wanted to save, and we decided a way to build the house around it.
Yeah,
we do care about the land
right.
We're on.
It's the ambiance.
It's also important to look a little bit outside of our story and our existing, little small farm that we have. And what we're going to do is teach people proper farming practices and soil management and, and organic methods. And, a lot of the stuff that, you pick up from actually from cannabis farming, because it is an organic type of, regenerative farming is really the way that we need to be going in this country, right?
Yep.
And we're losing land every year to development and to building. And so any kind of farm that we can preserve like this and show someone an example of, hey, look, this farm doesn't have to be wiped out and just raised into like a residential subdivision neighborhood with asphalt and cars everywhere. We're thinking about the next. We're thinking ahead, I think. We're putting a lot of proper thought into designing this community.
Instead of having cars everywhere, we'll have tractors everywhere. Whoopee! Greg Cohen is here with me, my partner in the agri-hood called Bating Brook Farm. Have we got a website far enough along that people can go look at it? I think we still have to kind of tweak it, don't we? Or is there some
stuff?
Yeah,
no, it's ready to be. It's ready for people to understand the information is out there, and we'll continue to upgrade it and modify it and make it better and better, and hopefully it becomes a hub for this type of development.
More information on how this farm perhaps could be a part of your farm. If you got 300-400 acres, you want to develop 40 or 50 of them to pay the mortgage off, maybe this is the way to do it. We continue. I'm Doug Steffen with Greg Cohen on the American Family Farmer with a thought on the end of the year, the beginning of the year, New Year's resolutions. My God, every year we think about our health after we have had Thanksgiving and Christmas parties and New Year's parties, and before you know it, it'll be Valentine's Day, and you've got all of that heavy food and the wonderful chocolate and ice cream, and you're piling it on, and so your waistline shows that you're piling it on. So here's the number one way to lose weight, the simple, non-toxic way. You heard Greg talking about the organic way. Well, I'm all about, I don't endorse stuff that isn't all about health. And if you want to lose weight the safe way, without having to use stimulants, without having to use drugs, then you need to go to toploss.com. Toploss.com is the website for a product called Calitrin, made by a company called Top of the World. And yep, you'll be on top of the world when you follow this program, see how easily it works. It's consistent. There's a 90-day program that helps you lose weight and then get you set in the direction of keeping it off. I prefer to stay on. I take 4 capsules every night before I go to bed. There's a lot of proteins in this. There's a lot of the ingredients are aimed at keeping your body tight. The Calitrin collagen proteins, the digestive enzymes, the aloe vera that's in there help the body in repair and rebuilding after you lose that weight. So take a tip from me. Check it out. Takes a while to go through the website, but I think you'll be convinced this is the right program for you. Toploss.com. When you check out, get the 90-day special. All the specials are available and free shipping if you use Doug. Just tell them Doug Steffen sent you. Just use Doug as the promo code. That's the way to lose weight and keep it off the natural way with Calitrin. Check it out at toploss.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
And Doug.
Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Back for a few more minutes with Greg Cohen, just trying to whet your appetite as to how you might be able to use an agri-hood, something that I've been involved in now. We've been in the planning stages for about a year, and we're about ready to go to permitting and hopefully get going on this. Pretty exciting, and as Greg said, a lot of people around here are excited. So let's see, you've got like 2,000 acres out in California. Speak to people who have hundreds of acres as to how you think this might work. You don't have to use all the land. If you have a going farm and maybe you got 20, 30, 40 acres, you could use it for this pretty easily, don't you think?
I mean, like you said, we're only going to be building on a very small percentage of the land, and the rest of it stays open space. Our open space, you know, is really the most important part of this development to us and to everybody else that's going to be living there. So I would say, like, if you have a farm that's kind of close to an airport or a metropolitan hub, and it has some minor amenities in that town, you're just a half an hour, 45 minutes, or an hour away from the action, and you're starting to see more people come in out to your parts, and this is an opportunity to take a segment of your area, of your farm, and designate it for residential purposes, but also, you know, fold in all of the other services, amenities, and features that you have that you're already performing as part of a neighborhood or the community, you know, and these kind of agri-hoods are starting to pop up around the country. Mm-hmm. We are the first one in Massachusetts, and I see a lot of people starting to pick up on this trend and start to talk about it, and they're adding in all different types of amenities. So, you know, we talked a lot about the farming amenities, but there's also real life, like, you know, feature amenities, like we're going to be having for people to come and hang out outside by a fire pit, have a dog wash station, have a community gathering space. You're not going to be off grid and worrying about having to go throw pellets in the stove.
Well, there'll be some things that we will have solar. There'll be a lot of things that you can do that will sort of not necessarily take you off the grid, but make it self-sustaining. And that's part of the idea of agri-hood. So Greg Cohen
Thank you, my partner.
Thank
you for being on.
Yep, it's good to have you here to help explain what agri-hoods are all about and how it might affect you on your farm. This is the American Family Farmer.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour. This is the opining segment of the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with my thoughts on the end of the year and maybe some tips for heading into the new year. I know you have been reflecting, as most of us have, on the demanding year that we've just been through. I take a deep breath when I think about it. The things that have happened this past season of growing. So now we start planning for the challenges of next year. One of the great things about this time of year, for me anyway, as I think about it, is I'm not a great end of the year guy. My birthday comes at the end of the year and things, you know, the farm slows down. Everything's dying or dead that you were growing and loving during the course of the year. So as you go into that, I'm not trying to spin a oh, woe is me yarn here. But I think that it is the time of year when we, maybe this last week of the year, we can at least, if we're not dairying, we can take it a little bit easier. But I think it would be important for us to think about what you're planning for the new year. What are you thinking about? Do you have enough working capital, for example? Are you thinking about that? This is a great time for owners and managers to have discussions as to what we need on the farm and how we can get what we need. And working capital is certainly a very important part of any operation. You have assets, you have liabilities, you have cash on hand. It's the same as any other business. Are you going to liquidate things that you're not using? You probably have unproductive assets, maybe equipment that you don't need anymore. So get rid of it. Manage the inventory that you need. Have an understanding. For example, on my farm, I don't buy new equipment. I did buy a new tractor a couple of years ago. I wasn't enthusiastic about it, but I did it to help out a friend. And it's an okay farm. It's an okay tractor, but it's nothing great. I have older red equipment, Massey Ferguson's and Internationals, and I like them because I know how to take care of them, I know how to fix them, and I have to worry about all of the computers that are part of the New World Order. I know a lot of you, if you've had a good year, are being encouraged to buy new tractors. Okay, just know what you're buying. I would say that would be one of the things. I know a lot of my friends, and I've said this before, and some of the radio stations have taken exception to this because I don't say nice things about John Deere. I've never really liked John Deere products, and I like them even less now as I see how controlling and difficult they are in the New World Order of things that John Deere. Anyway, I don't want to spend a lot of time on that because it's not very positive. But if you're buying new equipment, make sure you know what it's going to take, not only to pay for it, but how you're going to take care of it. And I think that's a very important thing. A lot of people don't think about if you've had John Deere equipment all your life and you've, like I've been around Ferguson and Massey Ferguson's all my life, I'm sure that's why I stick with them, and Internationals, Farmalls, and that sort of thing. But just know what you're getting into. How is care and feeding of this tractor and this equipment going to affect your operation? If you're borrowing money, are you keeping your debt as low as possible? Hard to do that because interest rates have gone up. Debt costs more than it used to. And if you don't have to take out a new loan, probably a good thing because now's not the best time. Capital purchases, business expansion, expensive. If you can wait, I think 4 or 5 months, you'll see the interest rates going down. That's my prediction. I didn't get that from any. My sense is that we are actually experiencing the roughest part of this decline in our ability to buy things in this past 3 or 4 months. Maybe you don't need, there are some repairs you need to make this year, some that you don't need to make, whether it's farm equipment, maintenance of the building, you know, that sort of thing. I know that I'm trying to keep up with the roofs and the siding. I've been painting all of my barns and that sort of thing. I have somebody on my staff that can do it. I don't hire that stuff done. I'm probably the best example, maybe you are too. I don't hire anything done. Nothing. I fix everything. We fix all the equipment ourselves. We try all of the outbuildings, all the things that need to be fixed. If I had to set up a new milking parlor, I'd have to hire somebody to do that. But otherwise, you know how to take care of things. You watch while it's being built. There are lots of tips and things to help on the internet. You can research to find out how to build stuff, how to fix things. So perhaps that's an important part. Maybe you agree with yourself to spend more time figuring out how to do things with the help that's available with the various devices and sources and resources that are available. Optimize your workforce as well and know your break-even point. I would say those were the two phrases that might be on the top of your mind as you enter into the new year here. Information, hopefully, that will be helpful. That's what I'm here for on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.